Welcome back to Lost in Theaters, the podcast about movies that have slipped through the cracks of pop culture.
Oh no!
There it goes, through the cracks of pop culture!
It's slipping!
Tragic. There it goes. But we're here! We've caught it! We've caught the thing that slipped through the cracks of pop culture, this movie.
Is it gooey? Is it crunchy?
This
is
one...
Is it lickable?
Is,
I'm sorry.
This is a funny film. It's called... Are you ready? Ace the Case, Manhattan Mystery.
Are there animals involved?
One animal, minor plot point.
Dang it.
Came out in 2016. And, here's the thing. It felt kind of like a Mary-Kate and Ashley detective movie.
Uh-huh.
It's only got one little protagonist girl.
Okay. That seems like a huge spoiler. What if they're doppelgangers?
This movie is rated PG-13.
Uh-huh.
And it also has, like, Baby's Day Out vibes, and, Three Men and a Baby, you know.
Yeah.
Mobsters, you know, kidnap child,
yeah.
And child does crazy things. And from the cover, it also has that kind of feel.
Okay.
But it was rated PG-13, and I was like, why would that be the case? What happens? The person who made this movie... No, actually, we know the person who made this movie. It's Kevin Kaufman is the person.
Kaufman.
And he's famous for doing a lot of reality TV detective and mobster shows and stuff.
I bet that translates weirdly.
He wrote and directed this movie, which feels vaguely like a cross between, like, Baby's Day Out and the Mary-Kate and Ashley. Now imagine that a person who studied, like, TV's, like, real-life crime, their vision of what's appropriate is incorrect.
Oops.
So the vibe is very, you know, child detective movie.
Yeah.
But down to the music. The music is very... you know, TV detective movie music or kids detective.
So how do they accomplish this vibe?
The kids vibe?
Yeah.
So there's the music. There's also the acting style. There's some great actors in this movie. I looked them up. There's the child...
As opposed to those other movie examples. They had terrible actors because they were kids.
No. So the child, the main girl character, her name is Ripley Sobo. In 2016, she was also in, wait for it, Batman versus Superman?
That came out in 2016?
Yeah. Be shocked.
I feel like that was a dark year.
She was also in The Punisher as a child actor for I don't know what role she had, but the Netflix The Punisher.
I don't know anything about it.
I never watched that one either.
Superheroes?
Yeah, but like New York superheroes. And
oh, I do know something. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was interesting.
I don't know.
I didn't actually see it.
Yeah.
The premise seemed cool.
Well, she's also a Broadway theater kid. So she's got...
Poor girl.
She's got all this stuff that she does. And she's... I mean, and in this movie, I would say it's...
Did she actually perform on Broadway? Because that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think she did. In Matilda.
Nice!
Yeah. So she has a very, her acting for this movie is appropriate in that it's almost Three Stooge, you know, exaggerated acting, but it's what you'd expect from this movie.
Yeah.
And apparently she can do, you know, drama as well. Like, I think she's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a detective in this movie played by Susan Sarandon, and when you look her up, she's famous for Thelma and Louise, which I... haven't seen.
I recognize that title.
Exactly. She's been in over 60 film features. She's been nominated for stuff. She's a class actor. People know about this woman. And again, her acting in this movie is fine. Like, it's for the genre, right? Like, I think they knew the kind of movie they were making.
Yeah. Okay, now who isn't for the genre?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. The things that happen in this movie... don't belong in this movie. like this could be readapted into a gritty Taken style,
oh,
you know, cop cop kid, like the kid could still be the detective kind of thing,
yeah.
And it could be, you know, really, it could be really intense, okay?
Yeah.
But they don't play it really intense. The way it is.
So they're just counting on child censorship, self-censorship to like...
Exactly. But at the same time, this could really mess up a child's perception of the appropriateness of things in the movie. And it wasn't even funny per se in that you could, you know, laugh at different parts. There was one thing that I covered my face in horror at what they did and how they made it play out. But, yeah, so actually, I do want to say, if you're sensitive to dramatic, not dramatic, if you're sensitive to things
like what, Rachel?
I don't want to spoil the movie, Ruth. Don't be...
Blood or gore?
No.
Psychological horror.
More like psychological things. If you're sensitive to, psychological horror, you might not want to listen because you're like going along at a happy, like, oh, this is what's happening. It's a lovely movie. And then all of a sudden, you're not happy anymore. You're like, what just
Do you have
happened?
An example from a different movie?
Yeah, Mushrooms. It wasn't as bad as Mushrooms.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about that one.
Okay. Really?
It was a little traumatizing for some listeners.
All of us. It was traumatizing for all of us. Okay, what's another one?
I should talk to my therapist about that.
Oh my goodness.
Because it wasn't to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's fine.
Maybe that's fine, Ruth. Well, you'll find out. What's another one? This is problematic. I can't think of another one. Imagine you're, you know, walking down a sidewalk and someone opens the door in your face.
So is it more like how in Lord of the Rings, which tune out if you haven't seen that or want to, why haven't you seen it yet? Go do that now.
Come on, people.
No, don't deride the people.
Okay, sorry, people.
Train of thought. Come back to me.
In Lord of the Rings,
what
scene are you thinking
of?
Come
back to me. Denethor eating the tomatoes, and it's like, I didn't want that.
No, because that one, he was going to eat food.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more along the lines of the Joker.
There's no blood involved?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's more along the lines of the Joker in Batman. In that, what he does... You know how he makes that pencil disappear?
Yeah.
It's like that. Because you didn't think he was
going
to...
We're going to count that as blood and gore.
But there's no blood and gore.
We're
in this
counting
one.
That as blood and gore.
No, there's no blood. It's not
okay.
A bloody thing. It's the...
Even though you used the Joker
it's
example.
It's the effect of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I successfully do not understand.
When we get to it, you're...
Granted, I may
understand.
Have literally just woken up.
What? You? Yeah, so there's another sort of...
I feel funny.
Really? There's sort of two more things... Not two more things. Well, yes, I did mention the music. Sometimes it's just cheery, happy detective music, and sometimes it's really intense drama music, like quest music.
Would this be a good one to watch with friends? As in, like, this is a bad movie?
That's the thing!
It's not, though.
Maybe for some groups of people.
Okay.
Yes. But not in the same way that Poseidon Rex was.
Okay.
I feel like Poseidon Rex can be derided by people left and right.
Yeah.
Partly because of
the
visual effects situation crossed with the plot discrepancy. This didn't really have major plot discrepancies. Like
it was
I said,
just painful.
It could be on the shelf beside Baby's Day Out, but nobody
Except
would put it
don't
there.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So this isn't a children's movie.
It's supposed to be, but it fails.
This is not a children's movie, then?
Yeah, if I were an edgy 13-year-old just discovering the universe, I might watch this movie. and be this ought be I would be the target demographic.
Would parents be concerned about their edgy 13-year-old?
Not if they'd seen, like, detective shows.
So some parents would be concerned about their...
Yes, so if you'd seen...
Oh, so edgy 13-year-old.
Yeah, if they'd seen things like Criminal Minds or, which is on the more edgy side of detective shows. Mm-hmm. Or what's that other one? You know, Chicago whatevers and...
PD?
Yeah, the Chicago PD. And
is that a show?
And actually probably Monk maybe or... Maybe Psych.
Monk has some graphic parts.
Yeah, exactly. Or Bones.
Oh, but actually, Bones is very, very graphic.
Yeah, so if they'd seen Bones, I think there would be no problem
okay.
watching this movie.
Children probably shouldn't watch Bones.
Well, sure.
I don't know where that age is.
I don't know either. Hmm.
Bones is tricky.
It is. It's a tricky one.
Humans.
So what I'm saying is, if your kid has seen that stuff, seeing this probably wouldn't be a concern.
Now, if they had only seen Psych, the musical.
The musical?
No, I'm kidding. The show.
Yeah, maybe.
You're shaking your head as though that's a no.
I know. I think, I think it would probably be fine. I think.
I don't want to watch this movie.
I'm so sorry. The other thing to know about this movie, and it's a really pity it fits, it's a pity that it fits in this bizarre genre twist. And the reason is...
Pity.
Because it has some of the best, has some of the most realistic use of cell phones I've ever seen in my life. You know how often...
What happened to the last movie we did?
What happened in the last movie?
You said the teenage girl...
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. In the last
Not
one...
Not spoiling nothing.
She, there was good child acting with cell phones. No, but this... The thing about detective movies, often people are like... In old detective movies, they would say things... People say things along the lines of, if only they'd had a cell phone, I would have fixed the problem right away.
Yeah.
You know? Or...
Now we see why that isn't the case.
Oh, this... What?
Just kidding. So it does fix the problem right away.
Well, no. It's still a mystery. It's still a tense situation even with cell phones. But they still use the cell phones to solve problems.
Curl.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Last questions, thoughts, concerns, comments?
Chaucer Shakespeare scale? Anything on there?
Oh, that's the thing. Barely on the Shakespeare scale.
Cool.
And not on the Chaucer's. Actually, no, barely on the Chaucer scale as well. There are some things, like, parents might pick up on randomly, like, very minor things, but other than that, nothing. Yeah. Alright. Medium spoiler section?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay, now tell me what the bad things were. Because I don't trust your judgment anymore.
Someone accidentally kills themselves.
That is a huge thing!
Yeah! It's very weird! It's so weird, and it's done in a very weird way. There's, like, a car scene, and he, like... But you don't see any of it happen. You don't even see the body. You just assume that this happened... Well, you do see the body when he feels his pulse. He's like, yep, he's gone. You don't see any blood? Nothing. It's...
He puts timestamps on these sections.
Do you want to put a thing there? You said...
I just realized that would be so helpful.
Tell me the dodgy stuff. I'm saying, it was very out of the blue... I thought he was just gonna... Because he gets hit by the... Someone's chasing him, and he gets hit, and he stops, and he doesn't get... He doesn't die then. It's so... I just couldn't believe they did that. In the... It was what? It was very weird. I was like, and no wonder this is rated PG-13. What else are you supposed to do when that happens? Like...
Yeah.
It would... Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't really fit... The whole feel of the rest of it, generally. Yeah.
It's different when, like, Looney Tunes do that versus...
Right, because the Looney Tunes...
Child detective show.
Exactly. When the Looney Tune accidentally, you know, hits himself in the head with a hammer, he just stands back up again, you know?
Yeah.
It's a different sort of... It's a cartoon in a different way.
And dark humor isn't really on the table here.
No!
Okay.
Oh, dang it.
You see what I mean? It was a big thing. The plot of the movie is that there's two kids. Their mom has just... Oh, actually, the beginning has something really weird in it, too. I just remembered. This family is a happy family of four.
Apparently, the medium spoiler section is for the really horrific things.
Well, apparently. There's the beginning of the movie, right?
We should have put the unfortunate thing about mushrooms into the medium bit.
We should have, shouldn't we? Okay, so the movie begins with the family of four having a lovely time playing baseball in the park, and we see there's a robbery going on. It's a whole thing.
Robbery.
The father has to go to work and come back, and the family's fine. They're having a good time, and they go home, and then the father gets hit by a car and dies at the beginning of the movie. It's pretty...
That could be a problem for a lot of people.
Exactly! And so it starts there, and then 13 months after that, there's a time jump, and the little girl of the family, who's maybe 8 or something, figures out that the lady across the street from them, on the apartment across the street, has been kidnapped. And she works with a detective lady. The problem is this plot is divided into 4 parts.
Oh, no.
You've got the detective, you follow her, the girl, whose name's Olivia, the kidnappers themselves, and the father, who's going to pay the ransom for the daughter. And... So you don't figure this information out through the little girl. They show you those plot lines.
Okay.
So in the first few minutes of the movie, you also switch to see what's going on in the apartment across the street. And you find out about the robbers. Not the robbers. I want to call them robbers. I wanted to call them robbers in my notes the whole time. It was chaotic.
But they're kidnappers.
They're kidnappers. And so you jump between these 4 plot lines and
you
the father.
Naps.
Yeah, so it makes for not very engaging storytelling in that you don't have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
There's also, bizarre. There's B-plots, involving the brother as well.
C-plots.
As he just does stuff while his mom's not around.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the minor spoilers. Major spoilers?
Here we go.
Oh no, that's the wrong sound. Brrr. Okay.
Ding.
Happy day. Happy day. So I already talked about the tragic passing away of the father. Mom goes away on a business trip, leaving the kids at home for the first time.
In 13 years?
Months.
Months. Okay.
I think before even... He's 17, she's 8 or 10 or something. So it's been a...
Older brother.
Yes. Okay. Almost 18, as we learn from the film.
Poor guy.
We're introduced to another character early on...
Growing up.
...who we're going to be following.
Sorry.
It's going to get real for a second. Growing up is hard. We're introduced to another guy early on who we don't meet again until later... But he's doing Tai Chi in the park.
I want to do Tai Chi in the park.
Holding the largest rabbit I have ever seen in my life.
I want to do Tai Chi in the park with a rabbit.
It's huge. Bigger than a child. This rabbit is massive.
So, do you remember our friends who raised rabbits many years ago?
No.
They raised massive rabbits.
What?
Like,
I missed this.
A couple feet long.
Yeah, this was a couple feet long.
Yeah.
It was the biggest rabbit I've ever seen. I want my pet rabbit to be that large. He would just carry it. Everybody holds the rabbit. He gives it to someone else at some point and they hold the rabbit.
Yeah.
It's just the biggest rabbit. I couldn't believe it. Anyways.
The people I'm thinking of also had a father who went shark fishing in a kayak.
That was their rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I did not know that.
They had a couple.
Wow. We see that he's a guy not to mess with because he also beats up some guy who's mugging an old lady in the park.
The Tai Chi guy?
Mm-hmm. So, he's really intense. So, we also find out, and the reason this is getting so disjointed is because the plot lines are very intermingled and We find out
just go for it.
Across the street is the neighbor from the family who's lost the father. Mm-hmm. Across the street is what I call the neighbor lady. And neighbor lady has a friend who's staying over. Best friend is jealous of her because neighbor lady's father is very rich. And
neighbor lady, pick a new friend.
And
I'm concerned.
He just gives her stuff all the time, and she just really appreciates it. And the friend is like, ugh, I'm so sick of this. Her boyfriend is also staying with them because the friend's apartment's floor is being redone. The boyfriend sees this. He gets an idea. You can tell he's a bad guy, though. The boyfriend, he gives off bad vibes in the film.
Always listen to the bad vibes.
Yeah, and he hatches this
PSA.
Plot to kidnap the neighbor and hold her for ransom.
No.
Yeah. Well, the kids across the street are partying it up, having pizza. Meanwhile, the brother is just playing video games and doesn't walk the dog. So, the girl, Olivia, is like, well, I'll walk the dog. It's 2 a.m. Goes out with the dog, sees the kidnapping go down.
Oh, dang!
Yeah. And then runs upstairs. The brother gets mad. He's like, you're not supposed to go out there. What are you doing? She's like, someone's been kidnapped. He doesn't believe her. It's chaos.
Yeah.
And chaos. And this was also very traumatic. She has, like, she's lying in bed trying to go to sleep. And they replays the scene in her mind of her getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
What do you think the music would be at that time?
Dark?
Yeah. Is it dark?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's like fun little detective music, whimsical, like Buddy the Elf. It's like Buddy the Elf music.
Oh my gosh.
It was very weird. I just thought, oh.
Maybe if we all just put on our dark humor goggles.
Maybe. Yeah, actually, it should be in the dark humor section. And
that would make more sense.
Additionally, like I said, it would make a really great, gritty
yeah.
remake, right? Like, child struggling with seeing this thing happen, has to solve the crime.
People tend to not like children struggling with real problems, though. That
yes.
makes bad TV.
Mm.
It's too close to everyone's own lives.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe they could tell it from a different perspective in the story.
Yeah, but then it loses its potency.
Well, now you've got me caught!
Sorry.
Okay, so, meanwhile, the bad guys... And here's the other thing about the bad guys. There's the boyfriend and two other kidnapper
guys.
The
boyfriend.
And
wait, what are the two other ones for?
They kidnapped
okay.
her. It's a whole thing.
Boo.
And,
don't kidnap people.
Okay, so one of them is kind of this confused fellow... And the other guy is sort of knows what's going on and, like, tricks him into doing stuff. So the dynamic feels very Baby's Day Out, very,
yeah.
you know, joking pranksters. And then it just gets too real. And the guy's like, does your daddy love you? Because otherwise we're going to kill you. And it's really intense.
Wait,
it's
what?
It's really intense. Like,
who's dad?
He says that to the lady they kidnapped.
Aww.
It's so intense. And again... The music doesn't match at all.
Really?
And the guy is so mean. But then he snaps out of it and is sort of like, haha, I'm gonna trick this guy into doing something that he doesn't want to do.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course as far as, yeah, that's
the,
a realistic portrayal.
Well, sure, but also it's very weird
yeah,
to watch.
In this movie.
And so the friend who's staying at the apartment is... worried about the fact that the neighbor hasn't come back yet.
Oh, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
What? Did it? Okay.
Because the boyfriend doesn't want to tell her. So
okay.
she's nervous that she hasn't come back yet, so she calls.
She called the cops?
Not yet. She's worried what happens. Hang on.
It's a different...
She calls the dad to see if he knows where she is.
Okay.
But she gets the answering machine, and he has this really long, kind of bizarre... answering machine.
Look, those are hard, okay?
And then she doesn't get him. So then the bad guys also call that answering machine, so we know it's a weird answering machine, and
yeah.
they don't realize they're leaving a message when they tell him
oh.
about the whole drop site and stuff. It's gonna be on a roller coaster, which is a disastrous drop-off situation.
What the heck?
Meanwhile... The little girl has been sort of spying and figuring stuff out,
yeah.
and she follows the boyfriend out of follows him out of town, bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
She gets caught by him, and she says she was going to return him the $100 bill that she'd found on the street earlier.
Huh.
Which, just so we know, the $100 bill was lost by a man who was delivering a couch to the neighbor in the very first scene we meet her. And the neighbor's dad tipped him that $100 bill.
Oh.
And she, but then one of them, then there's two guys, tipped them both $100 bills. They lost it. She
Aww.
Found it and gave it to this guy as a way of saying, I was returning you your money.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating writing, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because it's as though they wanted it to be a fascinating, complicated, connected plot with all these things.
But it wasn't.
Well, we just never see the movers again.
Yeah.
We only see that dollar bill. So we trace...
Maybe it's tracing the dad somehow. Connecting it to the father.
Yeah, it's like, turns out she did get his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Needless to say, the dad never got the phone call, so he doesn't drop off the money.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they don't know what's happening.
Because they left it on a voicemail?
Yeah.
He didn't listen to it?
Well, we find that out just a bit later, but yeah. Instead, he calls someone else, because his daughter's missing. The neighbor, the friend did call the dad. You know who he calls to help?
The little girl?
Giant Rabbit Man.
What?
The Rabbit Man, it turns out, is like a fixer for hire, holding this huge rabbit. He shows up.
What the? Okay.
And the dad and the rabbit guy figure out it's the boyfriend.
Okay.
And so they, like, get him in a van, and they start investigating... They leave the rabbit with the friend. So they don't have the rabbit at the moment.
Thank you for telling us.
Oh yeah, no problem. Meanwhile, the little girl encountered two cops and a detective on the street and told them what had happened. And the cops were like, "Don't go out in the morning at 2 a.m., girl." And then the detective was like, "Come on, people." Gives her card. "If you remember anything, let me know," kind of thing. There's just really, we haven't talked at all about the brother at this point, but the brother has had multiple people over to the house, and at one point, he has these two girls over to watch a movie, and, what's her name? Olivia sleepwalks out, because she sleepwalked in the movie before, and she sleepwalks out, and freaks the girls out, and they're like, "Wow, it's so creepy here, I'm gonna go away." Which was a really... I just had to put that in, because I just was very disconcerted by that reaction to an 8-year-old sleepwalking out of her bedroom. Anyways.
Well, have you met an 8-year-old sleepwalking?
No, I've never met an 8-year-old sleepwalking.
I have.
Oh, was that not me? Well, that wasn't me, was it? I don't sleepwalk, do I?
Camp counseling is an interesting job.
That is true. Unbeknownst to anything else that's going on, the detective has found footage of the girl running away from the van. She also got the license plate number. It's very odd. There's no explanation for how she got this information, but she does. And the girl, she calls the girl, no, doesn't call the girl, she meets the girl, and they go to lunch. She makes sure to call her brother. It's a whole thing. The bad guys, meanwhile, have established a second drop site, because the two of them are still working independently.
Okay.
The other guy... Well, actually, okay, so what happened with the boyfriend, he escaped. Ran back.
Okay.
The three of them are working together. They've established they're gonna do the money drop on the ferry. And you... The code word is you have to wear an orange hat. And that's how they know who will drop the money. The man wears the largest orange hat I've ever seen. It's a top hat.
Uh-huh.
It's 3 feet tall.
What?
A 3 foot tall felt... top hat. Not felt, but like not like a real top hat.
Like
a clown
velvet.
Velvety, like you could get it at a circus with your cotton candy kind of texture.
Oh, that's not velvet. What is that?
Yeah, I know, and it isn't felt.
It's just the synthetic horribleness
that
you make like
it's
bags
kind of stiff.
Out of.
It's kind of stiff, but it
like
isn't...
the reusable bags, but not like the plastic ones.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And a little more rigid, so it makes
a
top hat shape. So that was odd. That was totally extra, right? Like, that's like kids' movie, you know?
Yeah.
3 foot tall top hat, what the heck? the trade happens, clothes are changed, people run places, and this is when the bad guy gets away with the money, but then his car gets hit. He takes out a gun. We hear a gunshot. The rabbit guy goes to check on him, realizes he's shot himself.
What?
But he was on the phone with the other guy on accident. It
what?
Was because he was the funny one. He was the foolish guy.
Okay. Aww.
It's very weird.
Is he alive?
No, he's dead.
What?
He doesn't come back.
What?
I don't understand.
What?
Do you see? It's very weird.
Ah.
Oh my gosh. So they what's the word with the car? Oh yeah, they take the money back. Oh, I forgot to say. Do you know where they got this money? The dad had an axe, and he hit his own wall in and pulled out $1 million from his own wall.
Just mine your own wall.
That's where he put the money. It wasn't a safe or anything. He
built it into the wall.
He built it into the wall.
I mean,
it was smart, but also...
No,
I've
that
never,
is poor financial making decision.
I've never seen anything like that happen in a movie. In that, quite that way.
Yeah.
A man who is apparently a businessman. Anyways. So, the bad guys hear what happens, his death on the phone, and they think that the father and the rabbit man killed him. So they're like, oh no, we're gonna get it. They're gonna kill us. So, but only one of the guys heard it. The boyfriend is at the neighbor's house.
Okay.
He goes to the neighbor's house to get the boyfriend, to tell him what happened. The little girl sees it, sneaks into the car, the van, to follow them.
No.
Calls the cop.
Okay.
But her phone is in her car because she's at a business meeting it's not a business meeting. She's getting drinks and socializing with the head other policeman because she's a social climber.
Yeah, business meeting.
Yeah. In a weird way. Meanwhile, the brother is GPS tracking her phone, because they've had someone periodically check on them, their mom's friend.
Okay.
And he shows up, and they're panicking. He knows how to GPS track her phone, apparently. If it does that, the dad and the rabbit man have also tracked the phone, found out where they are, and, they all show up at the same time. Meanwhile, again, we're about to delve into the intensity of chaos... she shows up, sees the poor woman who's been trapped here. We've periodically seen her, and her life is just being awful at the moment. Again, why is this a kid's movie? Lots of crying. They open the door, so she sneaks in, tries to get her, doesn't work. The bad guys show up twice, they catch her, handcuff her to the chain. This is the thing I was like, she could have just, those handcuffs were not tight enough. I think part of the thing about handcuffs is they only go so tight. You can't. Children's hands often just slip right out of handcuffs.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Well, so that happened. So she's handcuffed to the bed. The boyfriend is, like, desperate now. I just realized, so the second guy, he passed out. He ran into something.
What?
He passed out, and I just realized, I hope he's not dead as well, because that would be weird. Anyway... they're on the bed, handcuffed, both of them, and he starts pouring gasoline on the bed. And he, like, flicks open the lighter, and he's gonna shoot... he's gonna drop it, and they're gonna burn alive!
I think they would have already...
I don't understand! It's really bad!
Why would he do that?
Because he wants to get rid of them, because he knows he's caught, and he has to run away. And
so escalate the situation?
This is a common thing. When kidnappings go wrong, it's like... I'd say that...
Don't make this worse for yourself. If you kidnap someone, don't commit murder, then.
I know. It's not great. So he's gonna do this, but then, of course, the detective and the rabbit man show up at the same time, and the detective is like, who are you?
Dang it.
The brother also shows up. So it's like a standoff, right?
Okay,
two of them and the guy with the lighter. And he's like, I'm going to drop this. And they're like, we're covered in gasoline. The brother comes around from the back with a baseball. Because he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
When his dad died, he didn't want to play baseball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is he sort of like does this little hop thing. Throws the baseball at the man's hand with the lighter.
Yeah.
Which hits it out of the way.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And as I say it out loud, I just realized this could have gone horribly.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But it doesn't go horribly. Rabbit Man punches him out.
Okay.
It's great. Next scene, Actually, the detective...
Is the rabbit man still holding a rabbit?
No. This rabbit is still
He's
apparently...
He's gone to rabbit care.
Yeah. So, they get back...
Take care of
the detective is like, we're gonna work together on cases, little girl. And she's like, yay!
It sounds like she wasn't that great of a detective.
It's very confusing.
It sounds like just a regular civilian. Just include the population in your...
More on that in a second.
Okay.
So... At the end, so they're gonna like maybe do they don't we don't see the detective after this because the movie's almost over.
Okay.
The kids are playing chess together throughout the movie. They've been playing chess by themselves separately, but at the end, isn't it poetic? They're playing chess together
no
when
one
mom
plays
comes
chess
home.
With me.
Mom comes home. She doesn't know what happens.
No kidding.
While mom goes back to have a bath or something, a shower from her long trip, Rabbit Man shows up again with a box full of money. For the little girl.
Aww.
It's just money. Oh, it's a box full of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends with her and her brother. Her brother being like, you gotta give me some of that money. And she's like, what? No. And they have this... They have a really good dynamic,
yeah.
I'd say, throughout the film. And then the credits have a musical number by the girl herself, Olivia.
What?
I don't know why. It's really intense.
Okay.
It's a musical number.
It was a good musical number?
It was a children's voice. It was supposed to sound like a child, I think.
What?
So it was kind of...
Okay.
I don't know. Disconcerting. But it should be noted that I was using Peacock to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
The browser was just like, you don't want to see this. Left. It just left. I couldn't actually get back to...
Really?
There wasn't a, like, would you like to keep watching the credits? No, it just... moved on. I was like,
we're done.
Well, I guess that's a sign. What were you were just saying, it seems like she was just a normal citizen. She also had binoculars and was periodically like looking through her window. It gave me very like nosy grandma vibes.
Yeah.
It could have easily been an old woman.
You just switch it out.
Yeah, and that could
represent the
instead
elderly.
Instead of her brother, it was her, it was her, you know, nephew or something,
yeah,
who was staying.
Yeah, or her caretaker.
Yeah, yeah. It was just very, it was very odd. It was fun. It was kind of, fun because she was doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And as a kid, I don't know, she wanders around New York by herself, okay?
This is poor safety advice. New York is not safe.
Exactly. It would be totally different if it was an old granny wandering around New York, like, armed with her cane or
would
something.
Would it be?
I don't know.
I am now equally concerned,
yeah?
Abruptly. I hadn't...
I was thinking about it, too. I don't know. If it was an old granny...
With connections,
right? Yeah, she's like, hey, Marco, I'm going to the
subway.
But,
that's the thing about kids, is that they know, like, so few people to begin with. They know all their little friends, sort of, if they have friends.
There are no friends mentioned in this. Actually, she does want to go to a sleepover. Never mind. They say no, though.
Okay.
Yeah. If only she'd gone to that sleepover. Then she wouldn't have this life-altering experience. Slightly traumatizing. So, positives for this movie. Giant rabbit.
People are not kind. Sorry. What?
Giant rabbit. Positives for this movie is this huge rabbit. Negatives.
Okay, some people are not kind.
Traumatic.
Most people
events.
Are kind. Sorry.
Oh, sister. I just don't know why it's called Ace the Case...
What, was there more to that title?
Yeah, so it's called Ace the Case Manhattan Mystery. Okay, the Manhattan Mystery makes sense, but the Ace the Case just seems really...
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that much of a mystery. Maybe, well, okay.
From the girl's perspective,
that back.
It was.
It was... We're used to having mystery stories where it's like one person solves everything, and
mm-hmm.
this one is really different in that it's like... 3 to 4 people are legitimately contributing.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, you have a team, like, in other scenarios, you'd have, like, a team.
Like, okay.
Even, like, in Sherlock Holmes, it's, like, 2 people plus Lestrade.
Yeah.
And, except that it's always, there's a figurehead.
Yeah.
And even in this one, it doesn't, just from what you've been explaining, it doesn't seem like even the girl is, like, the main lead.
Right? And the other thing, and that's the thing, is it seemed like she was going to be.
Yeah.
And, but they don't even, you were talking about the team, they don't really contribute to each other, except for the girl and the detective.
Yeah,
all three of them show up independently.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. like I said, though, it's a bit of a blindsiding. I mean, if you're looking for films to...
A wild ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you just need a bit of whiplash in your life...
This would do it.
Emotional whiplash.
Little emotional whiplash.
I don't recommend that. That seems unhealthy. Like, actually possibly damaging.
Yeah.
If you're already in a vulnerable position, if you feel emotionally vulnerable, don't watch this movie.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And if you feel emotionally stunted, also don't watch this movie. It is bad to induce pain upon yourself.
If you're feeling emotionally bolstered, however, and want to dive into a movie you've never seen before, but also...
Yeah.
Don't want to see a lot of gore...
These comments should have gone at the beginning.
Well, you didn't know what to say at the beginning.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's this movie. It's Ace the Case, Manhattan Mystery.
I liked your retelling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. If you want to hear more from us, you can listen to us on most platform structures. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Additionally, because of the summertime, we're releasing special summer specials on YouTube where we talk about classic films to help inform how we talk about lost films. Should be a blast. Feel free to check us out there. Closing song, Ruth?
That's all, folks.
What's a good closing song? It is a Manhattan mystery. We're looking for the clues. It's a Manhattan mystery. Oh, nope.
Quick, end it.
Okay, folks. Bye!
Bye!